Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
There have been calls in Sweden to ban fathers walking brides down the aisle. Traditionally in Sweden, the bride and groom walk down the aisle together rather than the bride being accompanied by her father. But in recent years, perhaps inspired by the influence of TV, films, social media, more Swedish women are being handed over by their fathers. So they're flipping the trend. It has reignited a conversation about bride handovers, considered to be a sexist hangover from a patriarchal society. So what do you think? Is it something nice, something traditional that we should just go with, or do we need to do away and have this conversation? Love to get your thoughts. You can also email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Journalist Andrea Smith is with me. Andrea, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Claire.
Well, do you think this is a good idea?
Listen, I'm starting by saying that I am obviously a bitter, twisted singleton who never got married, right?
So. You are footloose and fancy free, my dear.
But yeah, I just really don't like any of those kind of traditions that are associated with marriage, because I feel there's such a hang up from the olden days where, just say when you were young, when you know, back in the day when you were 16, 17 and you might have gotten married at that point, your father might have, you know, gotten a dowry or a cow or a sheep or something for you, and he handed you over to your husband, who then assumed ownership for you. And that's what that all harks back to. And I just think that these days, the modern bride probably is CEO of her own company. She probably has her own house and has probably been living with her partner, all of those things. So for your father to be walking, you know, you down the aisle at this point, I just think it's so silly, you know, that it's, but people get very sentimental about the traditions around weddings. And, you know, I've seen people that I would consider to be, you know, really strident feminists in other aspects, you know, actually melting with the whole bridal traditions of things. And I can't stop my eyes rolling hard enough, really, to be honest, you know.
I know. And in the age of equality, we're breaking down gender stereotypes. Of course, we are changing the nature of what a couple is, what a family looks like. We've got same-sex relationships. We do seem to hark back to this tradition that only a man can propose, or, you know, that the dad walks the daughter down the aisle, that you separate the night before the wedding so that you will be revealed at the top of the aisle. There is a smack of Hollywood as well as sentimentality to it.
Yeah, people just lose their minds over every aspect of a wedding. But even the veil, I mean, the veil was traditionally used. It was put over your face, you know, and then your groom would unveil you, you know, and it was like a symbol of being the ownership passing from one man to the other, you know. I see in some cases where both parents walk the girl up the aisle. And I suppose I think at least that's nicer, because let's face it, the mother has probably done most of the rearing of that said girl. But I honestly don't think anybody's getting married at 18 these days. So, you know, when you're a woman in every aspect of your life and in control of everything, why can't you just walk up the aisle yourself? You know, to meet as an equal. I mean, I don't even know why you both have to walk, why anybody has to walk up the aisle, actually. You know, the groom is waiting for you. Why can you not just both walk up together to do this lovely ceremony together as, you know, a united couple and an equal couple? There's just such a smack of patriarchy, I'm sorry to say, about it, you know, but people don't really see that, I think, because they just say, well, it's lovely to do it with your dad. And yeah, I get all that kind of, but I also think that the symbolism behind it, we conveniently forget about it, you know?
Well, thanks, Andrea. And let us know what you think. And I must confess that as a modern woman, I did take on all of the traditions when I got married and engaged, including the aisle, the church. My dad gave me away. My husband proposed. I had a veil. So you do tend to see them as milestones. But you know what always gets my goat? When they say, as a little girl, you must have constantly dreamt of your wedding day. Like, that is not true. That is not true. Yes, fairy tales do give us an idea that we'd all like to go to a ball one day. But as far as dreaming about your wedding day your whole life, I don't think so. Love to get your thoughts on that. A texter says, if you don't like the wedding custom, just don't do it. You always have the choice. Siobhan is on the line in Dublin. Siobhan, what do you think of the idea of scrapping dads walking their daughters up the aisle?
Well, I couldn't agree with you and Andrea more. And I was looking at the early Irish law, and that might explain why we're so onto these outlandish customs. Can I just read you one little bit from the Irish law regarding the girl, the woman?
It's going to scare us, isn't it, Siobhan?
Siobhan.
It's going to scare us, isn't it?
Scare.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I won't read that. But her father protects her in childhood, her husband protects her in youth, and her sons protect her in old age. A woman is never fit for independence. And then her father has charge over her when she's a girl, her husband when she's a wife, her sons when she's a widowed woman with children, her kin when she's a woman of the kin, etc., etc. And she is not capable for sale or purchase or contract or transaction without authorization of one of her superiors.
You know, I don't like that as a woman, Siobhan. I don't like that. And it, I mean, look, the patriarchy serves neither gender, you know, and neither does stereotyping that comes with gender discussions. And when I was reading the article for this, it said a father handing over a minor virgin to her new guardian. That's originally why it came about. I mean, who wants to be part of that? Do you think we let these things go over our head, Siobhan? Because they are happening at a lovely time.
No, I think we should look into them more. What happens with same-sex marriages?
I think it's choice that sometimes both parents might walk you up. Sometimes the couples walk up the aisle together. I was bridesmaid to my friend John's wedding to Miles, and both bridesmaids walked each groom up, or groomsmaid. Look, I made an error there already. And we both walked each man up. So there's a bit more choice in there rather than falling into these traditions and without really giving them any thought.
Yeah, true. Can I just go before you cut me off here? I know you will. What it says in the early Irish law about rape.
Go ahead, Siobhan. Does it need to come with a trigger warning to people? Is it sensitive information?
Oh, no. No, but just the approach to it. However, it says intercourse with a drunken woman is usually regarded as an equally serious offence of forcible rape. However, in some circumstances, a drunken woman has no redress if advantage is taken of her. For example, if a married woman goes in unaccompanied to an alehouse, she gets no compensation if she is a victim of rape because it was wrong for her to go there in the first place without her husband.
That needs a redress for sure. That needs a rewrite. Siobhan, thank you very much for coming on. As a young woman, says one texter, who does not have a father for one reason or the other in her life, I'm delighted at the idea of being able to walk down the aisle without whispers of where is her father and stares of pity. And yeah, like that's a really, really good choice. And I do see a lot more mums walking their son, their daughter up the aisle, or both parents, because there is a recognition that both parents, if that was how you were raised, were very much a part of your life, and you want them both to be part of the big day, because there's something about, you know, the father walking down the aisle and the mother just sitting there looking good in the hat that also speaks to that patriarchy as well. I also don't really like the idea that a lot of the time only the male counterparts of a wedding party get up and make a speech. And look, obviously, I love a microphone. Look, I'm sitting here on live radio, so it was no bother for me to stand up. But quite often, you don't even consider as a woman making a speech at an event like that. And I wish people would consider it, because it's a big day and you're allowed to stand up and say a little something. Why don't we just let people have the choice to do either? If you want your dad to walk you down the aisle, go for it. If not, then walk down with the groom. Banning one option over the other is just the other side of the same coin. Choice is freedom. Well, Rebecca Dore is content creator at onefabday.com. Rebecca, you're very welcome.
Hi, Claire. Thanks so much for having me on.
Have you seen changes in what couples are doing when it comes to previously traditional setups?
Yes, we have. But it's worth saying at the beginning that this the father giving the bride away is still a massively popular tradition. We cover real weddings from around the world on One Fab Day, and it's still so adored, and it's showing absolutely no signs of slowing down. So while the tradition itself carries a complex legacy, the sentiment has evolved. So it's very much, you know, a gesture of love, support, connection. It's such a milestone family moment. So that's what makes it relevant and modern still. So in terms of like the father walking the bride down the aisle, we are seeing sometimes a shake up to the processional order. So we see brides who are walked down the aisle from the top of the aisle with their dad, and then they carry on the rest of the half themselves. Another lovely one to do, of course, is making the journey to the ceremony space with your father, but making your grand entrance on your own. And we are seeing a move away also from the tradition in terms of who in the family gives the bride away, which has also already been covered. But of course, there's the mums, both parents, which is lovely, stepfathers, which is so beautiful to see. We actually saw a real bride who walked down the aisle with her dad and her stepdad, and parents-in-law and siblings, especially if, yes, of course, if the father is no longer with them or ill, it's wonderful that a member of the family can step in and do the honours. We're also seeing it being extended outside of the family to friends. And of course, it's just becoming more inclusive. It can be, you know, reflective of different values, identities, personal beliefs. Seeing couples meeting halfway is lovely. And yeah, and brides walking down the aisle themselves.
And Rebecca, I'm still an absolute sucker for a wedding. I go down rabbit holes of people's weddings on Instagram all the time. And the moment that a dad sees a bride is a massive photograph moment for people. Now, same with the bridesmaid seeing you in the dress for the first time. I mean, everybody's reaction to that. But we still hark back to this daddy's little girl idea, don't we, in way of thinking?
Well, I think in context of the processional, the idea of, you know, the bride being given away, that can be an issue point for people. So I think it's kind of just about reframing the narrative. And we're talking about how the father could be guiding his daughter through the day, supporting his daughter through one of her biggest days of her life. And so I think that if the father's involved in various facets throughout the day, that should absolutely be okay. Again, it's the bride's choice. And when it comes to more like traditional elements of the wedding day, you know, couples can just make up their own rules and include what they want and leave out maybe what doesn't resonate with them. You know, whether it's like you want to toss the idea of a literal bouquet toss, or you want to perhaps say your vows in private instead of, or even not say them at all. Really, the wedding day should be a celebration of how you want to celebrate your love, you know?
Yeah, I love that, Rebecca. Thank you so much for coming on. And Rebecca's just reminded me, Rebecca's the content creator at onefabday.com. My own dad had a bit of an issue with the idea of giving me away. He's like, I don't really like that as a concept. And I actually got him a little glass to mark the occasion, and I had etched on the bottom, never giving me away. He was just, you know, guiding me on, and both men would still go on to be very much involved in my life. Why don't we just let people have the choice to do either, says another. What a load of rubbish. The dad walks down the aisle with his daughter so she can show the dad that this is the man the daughter is bringing into the family. And that's her choice that she, the bride, has chosen to bring into her family. That's from John in Kilkenny. Well, let's bring in another male voice. Michael is on the line. Michael, what do you think?
I think it's a lot of waffle. I think it's air time that you wasted, because I've heard the word patriarchy 7 times on this chat. It has absolutely nothing to do with patriarchy or the R word or the ownership of men of women. It has to do with the bond between a father and his daughter. Like, men's job in life, it's an aid in us to protect our family, to protect our wives. We might not feel we did a good job, but we try. Now, when your daughter comes in with a man or a woman, whoever their partner chooses to be, we're protective of them. We have to make sure that they're going to be okay running around. That's what it's all about. That's why we drill down on our daughter's boyfriends to make sure that they're good enough for them. That's why we do that. And when we hand, and I don't mean we would hand our daughter over, she's going to a new part of her life, and it's upsetting for the father because he wants to make sure that this man has the ability to carry on the protection and the looking after that father gave to his daughter. It's about that. This leftist, feminist, patriarchy crap pushes in everywhere and tries to generate men as if we're nothing but a patriarchy. We're not. Men are not like that. The majority of men are like that. The majority of men are good. They're not patriarchy. They want to look after their daughters and their sons and make sure that when they choose a partner, that they're okay. That's all it is. Women jumping on this bandwagon is crap.
Can we not protect ourselves? And are we not protecting our partners just the same way? And our moms have protected us as well.
Yeah, women can protect themselves, but not to the extent of certain situations that men can. And men feel that if my daughter gets injured and I had a chance to protect her and I didn't, that's on me. Men feel it. That burden weighs on them that they haven't, as a man, protected their family. That's the way we're built. Not all men, but the majority of men have that protection thing in them. And if they feel that they can't protect their daughter, or if their daughter is in trouble and they can't help them out, that weighs on them massively.
But I said, when I said the word patriarchy, and this is now 8 times that I've said it, I said it doesn't serve either gender. And for you as a man to carry that weight of responsibility, I don't think that's fair or necessary either.
But you see, it is. And I'll tell you why. We're built like this. It's in our genes. It's our genetics. It's the way we're made. We can't just put it aside because society says, don't carry that weight. You shouldn't carry that weight. I can't stop that. My brothers, my family, my friends, who all have daughters, they can't just put that away because society says it is unfair and it's not balanced. We can carry our own weight as women. Absolutely you can, but you can't take away the fact that it is innately built into men to be protectors and specifically protectors of their family. I mean, there is a very, very old saying that says, beware of the man who wants to be left alone, because when he's not left alone and he's forced to protect his family, he can never go back to being that man. There's a reason for that. Like if something happens to a daughter, if the daughter gets sick, like any of your child or son, you can't do anything about that. That weighs on both men and women. But if it's a physical thing that happened to your daughter or your wife, that weighs even harder on men than it does on women because we feel we failed as protectors. That's a fact. That's undisputed. But society says, oh, we're all, the nuclear family's gone, everyone can marry everyone. That's all gone. That's great. But it does not take away from the fact that men are by default built to protect women. Protect their family, protect themselves and protect their kids.
All right, Michael, well, thank you very much for coming on. Let brides do what they want, says one. Why do feminists always want to lay on guilt onto women for wanting to be traditional and include their father in the ceremony? It's the bride's choice to have her father there. There are some brides who are not lucky enough to have their father present. In a man's life, says another, of pride is to walk his daughter down the aisle. It's nothing to do with the man being the boss, for want of a better word. It's about his little girl. I'm actually so depressed that young people go with these outdated rubbish traditions, says another, which is down to American influences. The worst is the groom asking the father for his daughter's hand in marriage, then young women smugly taking their husband's name and posting it the day after the wedding. Another one is in agreement. Why do women still rush to change their names? So much for modern women or feminists. Grow up, ladies. And Dan says, ah, for God's sake, lads, is it the Kill the Traditions Brigade? Let it be. And when the father has passed away, then the mom takes over. Let it be. Well, I mean, the family has changed. It's not always going to be a mom and dad in every case. Well, let's go back to journalist Andrea Smith. Andrea, things got a bit heated there about the use of the word patriarchy. So, you know, do we need to relax or do we need to start really drilling down into this?
I think we struck a nerve there anyway, Claire, didn't we?
To the man protector.
Listen, I don't agree, obviously, with a lot of what was said there. But I just think that, you know, instead of being seduced by the romance of getting married, which, let's face it, in a lot of cases is going to end in divorce anyway, be realistic and be, you know, think about the life that you are leading now and don't just jump into all of these old-fashioned traditions and wear white that symbolises virginity, all that kind of thing, you know, just because it's a beautifully romantic, Instagrammable occasion, you know. Just think of, I mean, we've come such a long way in everything that we've, you know, we've achieved in other areas and, you know, we're breaking through glass ceilings, all of the things that we've had to fight long and hard for. It just seems to me that weddings is one of the occasions where we haven't made great strides in it, really, in kind of the traditions and all of the things that accompany it. We sort of have put that in a little bubble and protected it. And I don't know if it serves any of us very well, really, you know.
And do you know what, Andrea? You don't even have to get married if you don't want to. And I want you to take a pledge with me now that you will never, even tongue-in-cheek, describe yourself as a bitter spinster or whatever way you described it. You are, you know, footloose and fancy-free, as I said. Thanks so much for coming on. Keep your thoughts coming into us on that one. You can also email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.